Well, thanks very much for joining us, Neil. Let's start with the positives. First clean sheet.
Delighted. Delighted. Clean sheet. I thought we defended resolutely. I thought the whole performance was good. I thought first half we dominated the play without really working the keeper too much. I thought second half they've changed and had a go with us. And, you know, difficult. But and then you go down to 10 men with 13 minutes to go and we show a different character. You know, I'm 3 games unbeaten now with a clean sheet. So really happy with the point.
We particularly noticed Aaron Morris, the way he's developed. He didn't really put a foot wrong. Maybe more of a centre-half naturally, but looks great in that right-back position.
Yeah, I mean, I said, you know, a couple of weeks ago that Aaron took the defeat at Grantham pretty badly. He, you know, when he gave away the penalty, it affected him. So as a young lad, we took him out, we talked to him, we nurtured him, and he went back in. Saturday he did great, he's done great again. His recovery round the back a couple of times was brilliant, so yeah, happy with Aaron.
Were the conditions not helpful to a team like that? No. You've got in
the, terms the wind seemed to pick up second half. You know, there wasn't much of a wind and we couldn't really get a foothold of it. Listen, if I'm going to be ultra critical, I just thought that we had more time in the midfield than what we thought we had, and we shelled a few too many balls too high and putting things around Tundy's throat, and we didn't go between the centre half and the full back what we work on. And you know, Tundy ran his socks off and he was just shattered, but he didn't get a lot of service. And you know, I said that to the midfield at half time, I've just said it to him at full time, you know, but they've been great. But tonight I think they had an off time with the ball.
There was a sense that Lancaster were playing a kind of spoiling game. And is that something in a way that kind of forced your players into making, you know, playing the ball too quickly, like you say, maybe just not looking up. And
I think they were very physical. You've seen how they put the foot away. I mean, you know, 2 minutes of the game, it's a red card all day long. And, you know, if that happens after half an hour, the ref gives the red card, but he doesn't. And then it kind of spills into a bit of the melee and they're throwing the feet around. And I said, we've got a few young lads in there that, you know, they weren't intimidated. They looked after themselves. But I think it did. I think they may be a little bit jaded, a bit wary. Are they going to get, you know, smacked from behind and we've got to release it quicker? I say buy the foul and, you know, get us higher up the park. But no, you know, lots of positives. Giving me a chance to rest Regan tonight, rest Curtis Jones tonight. You know, we've got aching bodies there, and we've got to regroup for training and then go in the FA Cup game this weekend.
And speaking of Regan, in a way though, he made such an impact, not just with probably the best shot of the game with the free kick, but a great save.
Yeah, he did, and he ran with the ball well. He travelled with the ball well, but Regan just needed it to come out. He was tired. He felt a little twinge on Saturday, but he was great. And you know, Riggs goes back in Saturday. That's you know, we've got a squad, we can rest and rotate. If you would have said to me before the game tonight, would you take a point, I'd be absolutely delighted. You know, we're the first team to play against Lancaster this season, they haven't scored against them. You know, Lancaster scored every game. They, you know, free-flowing football, I think they've scored 20 goals this season, so it was always going to be hard.
And it was Regan's absence. Tundy looked a bit isolated at times. Regan provide the ideal link?
Yeah, I think we missed the number 10 tonight. You know, where we can put Charlie Ennis into the 10, Regan one side, Donoghue the other, which goes and supports Tundy. But I knew that they played a diamond. They played a diamond in there tonight. So we needed to overload the midfield with Carney, with Potts and Griffiths. And I think we got it right. And as the game opened up, you know, to throw Regan on, we nearly nicked it. You know, I think.
Well, that was also striking, was that we thought it might be kind of back, all hands to the pump at the back at the end, but FC was clearly still trying to win the game.
Yeah,
and you happy with that?
Yeah, dare I say it. You know, we look comfortable with 10 men, and you know, our philosophy is attacking football. You know, I don't want to see. I want to go and win the game, and we nearly won it with 10 men tonight, and we didn't. I think we could be better at attacking corners. I think we can be braver. I think we're getting underneath balls, and you know, I think we've just got to die in there and be prepared to take 6 studs in the face if you've got to do. I mean, we got a few clear headers tonight, and you know, when you've got that many corners in a game, you've got to capitalise on one. But you know, that's me being like ultra.
Well, I mean, we thought Glenn Steele was pretty immense at their back. I mean, he just gobbled everything up. Griffiths, the sending off, slightly uncharacteristic.
I didn't see it. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I could do with some.
He
advice.
Did a little swing. He did swing his foot. Yeah,
and so it's a red card. Yeah. And, you know, Luke has got to learn that, you know, as a young lad, that things aren't always going to go his way. And when I look back on it, and you know, I speak to him on Thursday, you know, if it's deserved, and you know, he'll take his punishment. But as a young lad, he's got to learn that, and that could cost us. Yeah. You know, we don't have petulance, and
no,
you know,
and he's a very good creative.
He's a very good player, and we're going to miss him now because you'll probably get a game for that. So you know, he's got to learn, but then it opens the door for somebody else, and you know, somebody else will keep hold of the shirt. So you know, but the character's there that they could have gone the other way with 10 men and they didn't.
And finally, Neil, the treatment room. How far away are the various players?
So Allman's had his scan, Swain and his results. Louis in for his scan this week. Curtis had a tight back tonight. Mm. Riggs has got a little tight hamstring. We've left Niall out. His hamstring's still not great. So, you know, I'm going to go and watch the under-18s tomorrow night. You know, they're at home tomorrow night. And who knows, you know, 7 subs Saturday. One of them might catch my eye tomorrow because the squad is stretched now. Mm-hmm. And it may be that, you know, the door opens for one of them. But, you know, if lads aren't fit, they're not fit. But, you know, they've shown tremendous character after the opening couple of games or opening three games. They then go 3 unbeaten. I'll take that.
And home to Atherton Collieries in the Cup, taking that just as seriously as the league.
Absolutely. You know, I know, well, me, the club, fans, everybody wants to do well in the FA Cup, you know, and we're no different. There's always one non-league team that gets to the first round proper, and I've been saying it, you know, since I got there myself with Bamber Bridge years and years ago. You know, I want to get there as a manager now, you know, desperately want to do that. So, you know, Atherton will be smarting. They've got to beat 3-0, I think, at Bamber Bridge tonight, and, you know, they're not going to make it easy for us. They're going to rise to the occasion. They're going to want to bounce back, but, you know, we're at home and we took lots of confidence from the home performance last week, and, you know, we want to make that a fortress. So, you know, we'll probably go back to our 4-2-3-1 and bring an attacking forward back in behind Tundy, and we'll work on that in training Thursday. But, you know, guns out, we want Broadhurst Park rocking Saturday, and we want to win in the FA Cup.
Well, then, Neil, you've punctured Lancaster's 100% home record. Yeah, got your first clean sheet. So, and very well done. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Cheers.